Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Have you ever had a zit in your nose?
Oh, they're the worst. God.
Can you see it? It's like...
they're so painful. It's like they're on a nerve or something.
I don't understand why this and paper cuts hurt worse than my C-section scar. I don't understand.
I'm going to up the sexy here. I'm going to tell you about this time I had probably the biggest pimple I've ever had right after I gave birth. You know how you like get them on your shin and all these weird places?
Weird. You get weird.
In my nose, and it was so painful, and it was like I could feel it when it was going away, like peeling or whatever.
Did you pick it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to.
But it makes you sneeze?
Because you're like...
Weird because you have such sensitive skin inside your nose and then you're like flexing.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I could feel it constantly. It was awful. Yeah.
Yeah. I have one right now. I mean, because that's what needs to happen to me. I'm also not wearing one bit of makeup, which I'm fine with.
I think you are blessed because you look fine with that. You know what? I look like I got drugged behind a car if I don't.
You do not. I've seen you without makeup. You look like you're like 8 years old.
I've got a lot of rosacea.
No, you don't. She says all this shit and she does not. I've seen her without makeup. I've seen her without her eyebrows. And it's fine.
I look like Eileen Wuornos. Hey, we're podcasting right now, you guys, right? We are. That just reminded me of what we're supposed to be talking about.
We're podcasting. Thanks for joining us. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also watch this. Good for you.
Watch it on the YouTube. Lucky you.
We call it the YouTube because that is how old we are. We watch it. You can watch it on the YouTube. You can also come to our live show, which you can find tickets at imomsohard.com. We have about 10 new cities we're about to go to, which include Oregon, Washington,
Seattle.
That's not
Ridgefield.
A state. Ridgefield. We're going to some place called In Wine Country.
Saratoga.
Oklahoma, not in the same state, different places.
We're going to be in Texas.
We are coming to Texas.
Ladies,
you keep asking us, when are we going to Texas? It is on our tour schedule. Go to imomsohard.com for tickets. Get your girls, come out. Everybody's having a great time. We're having a blast. We would love to have you.
Yeah, come.
Yes, Casey, you have a question.
Also, this is episode 92.
Ooh! Oh, yes. This is episode 92, and our goal is to have like an awesome guest on podcast 100, which we've never done before.
Yeah. And so we also want to like up our numbers. So subscribe, you guys.
Yeah.
Download those episodes because we're...
Is that how that works? They have to download
know.
It?
Rate,
subscribe,
review, subscribe, rate, something, whatever, you guys. This
yeah,
is,
be
send
nice,
it to a friend.
I'm sensitive.
Send it to a friend. That's a great idea,
yeah.
Casey.
Because we do get people going, wait, you have a podcast?
Which I can't believe.
Or they're like, wait, you're on YouTube or wait, you're on Facebook. So yes, we're on all of it.
And then sometimes we get the, what is a podcast?
Right.
So help a friend.
Are you my mother-in-law?
Yeah.
I'm going to help you for a second.
Please.
You got this?
God, it's an eyelasher. I know. Delilah told me your eyelashes are crazy today. I tried to get in for an appointment or I'll just come in.
I did just wash my hands, by the way.
Will you just rip it out?
No, I'm not doing that. There we go.
Thank
Does that
you.
Help?
I think so. Yeah, I don't see
it just need
anymore.
To be pushed up into the... You got like one of those hanger downers. But you
just described
to,
me.
I really
you just
did get in there. I think I felt your eyeball.
That's fine. It doesn't bother me. It's so funny.
I know.
My husband tried contacts for one day.
Didn't go well.
Well, I heard a lot of cussing coming from the bathroom that night, like late at night. And I was like, you can't try to do... I go, just sleep with him in. Try in the morning when you wake up. But he's really... This is the reason that my husband got contacts. Because my brother-in-law told him, oh, I keep them in for like a month. And
that's terrible advice. Nobody do that. That's not... No, nobody should ever do that.
But
that's
my
not,
husband
okay.
was like, I can touch my eyes once a month, I'm pretty sure. So I can do that. So he got these contacts. And then he told the people at the optometrist, he goes, yeah, my brother-in-law was saying that you could just... you can leave them in for like a month and they go, nope, that will rip out your cornea.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Exactly.
So,
like bad advice.
Yeah. So he was really scared that one night that he would wake up with a cornea hanging out.
One time in a lifetime ago, I did a commercial where they asked me, can you wear corneal contacts? And when you're someone who wants a job You go, yep. They're like, can you ride dressage? Yeah, totally. I don't even know what that is, but yeah, I'll
side saddle.
Can you, yeah, can whatever it is they ask you to do, you're like basically like.
What kind of job yeah. required you to ride side saddle?
No, not this job. This job, they asked if I would wear corneal, like, which means like your entire eyeball is covered with a lens.
I'm thinking like an alien or something?
Yeah, I'm thinking to my, because I was supposed to be like a mom that like gets mad in the middle of the night. So like they put like zombie eyes on you. I'm like, you could just ask me to be me and it would look exact 100%
yeah.
the same.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I say that I know how to do this or that I can wear them, clearly they'll have a professional there to put them in for me, right? So you get there, everybody's stressed. They're like, okay, go put your corneal lenses in. And I was like, who? They're like, you. I'm like, I've never put a contact lens in my eyeball ever in my life. And so they're like, is anybody here ever put on contact lenses? Go teach her in the bathroom. And I'm like, what? They are like the size of a quarter. They're and you've got to like blink into them. I was like, calm yourself.
I don't know if I could do that, actually.
Got them on my first try and both of them never have worn them ever again, ever in my life. Because I was like, this is God's way of going. I'm going to give this to her. This is not your fault.
Yeah.
This is everybody else's fault. Don't ever put in contacts again. Never have.
It's I disagree with God on that. It kind of was your fault because you said you could do them.
Well, no, shut up.
But it's good that you got that job, though. That's great. I think that's...
Thank you.
Well, that's the thing. You can do it if you have to. Like I told my husband, I'm like, if you want to get them out, you just touch
your
eye.
Did you wear contacts?
Forever. Yeah, I wore them forever. Update, both my kids need glasses thanks to my great genes.
I know, little Delilah. It's, you know what? The cool thing is they have such fun glasses now. It's something that everybody really embraces as opposed to
yeah.
it being like this big drag. And I think that like she's just so darn cute anyway, but like put glasses on her. It's like
Dash just needs them for up close, which I think is best case scenario because he does like playing like golf and tennis now. And I think it'd be a pain if he had to wear, if he needed them for
distance. You get
the
cool glasses my husband wore, which were the sport glasses that had an elastic band on the back.
I'd like
he
to
still resents those. He resents those.
Hold on. My dog smells so bad right now.
I didn't know if that was my breath.
I hope it's
not. I was like, is that my breath wafting back to me? Jupiter just...
Should I take him out?
He just cropped it up. He, you know what? He's old and he's letting him slip. What?
I'm going to tell you right now, that's a 5 or 6 on his scale because he can really...
Dogs, that's you know what I'm he's impressed with dog. Is the hang time on that. That is still around.
He tooted so Ooh. Bad the other night. He was laying on, he Oof. Lays on my side of the bed. I go, Britt, did he just die?
Yes.
It was so
bad. I think Jupiter might have left something behind on that one. He can't hear you.
Yeah, he's deaf. You know, you got to wake him, you got to nudge him.
He's an elder. And things get loose down there, and we yep. all need to be okay with that
yeah,
because
I think we're all going
to
deal with that at some point. No shame, bud. No shame.
I let we'll one play. Go in the car that I thought nobody would notice, and they all noticed.
My 9-year-old yesterday tooted in the car, and we had to roll the windows down.
Oh, yeah.
That was new for me. I was like, there's some power behind that.
My son is so weird about tooting. He'll sit at, we were at the table, and it was, he was literally coming out of him like one of those what do you call them guns Billy or Gatlin gun. So I was like, and he was sitting there trying to like keep telling his story.
That means he's trying to pinch it off, and it's.
I go, do you have to go to the bathroom? He's like, why? I go, because you just tooted 37 times in a row. And he's like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I'm like, we need to cover some bases here. We are a very open family. You tooted. Just own it. What's the deal? He's like, no, I didn't. I didn't. Did you toot? I'm like, if I did, you know I would say yes and probably start laughing. We have never been a family that shames you for tooting.
No. What? Gosh. Will you shut that door, Casey? Sorry. Just so.
Is the smell out?
Oh, you were trying to get the smell out. Sorry.
It's going
to
be around for a bit.
It's going
to
linger,
bravo
I tell
to
you
what. Jupiter.
Yeah, no, that I mean, I'm telling you, you can do a lot worse than that. So let's just thank our lucky stars.
He's burnt just... with a dog. It's always real burny.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Like, our golden retriever, I'm like, whoa.
His was like, I thought he like somehow made it up under the counter and ate leftover Thai, like 3-day old Thai food or something. I was like,
I know
man.
What that does to me. Ugh. It's nobody. It's not a, it's not, you know what,
well. Raw fajita chicken sitting with you, bud.
We're all doing our best.
Didn't sound man. Right.
We're
Didn't
all
smell
doing
right
our best
either.
Real quick, it is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
I mean, I think it's good that there's an entire month dedicated to it. So we're not like, let's just talk about it for 12 hours and be done with it.
Is that why I'm super depressed and have high anxiety right now? Because, or is it?
Well, I think that mental health is something that follows you for more than just 1 month. So if you have it,
yeah,
you got it.
Yeah. Well, we, this, this topic came very to light for us in the last couple of days. In ways that we were able to laugh about. I'm getting to a story that hopefully you will find as entertaining as we have found you guys. It was wonderful.
But first of all, you want to set up?
Let me set it up. Okay, because I do have.
I'm going to get a pop. Hold on.
Get a pop. Get in there. I'm going to get a pop. Hold on. She's going to get a pop. We're going to get real Northwest, real Midwestern.
Wait, where? Oh. Way in the back, next to these airplane-sized Chardonnays.
What park are you going to? Because I can't remember I thought it would be funny if I got one of those beer hats. You know, the helmets that have two sides. And if
I'm familiar with that attire.
And so I got those little rosés to put in there, but they don't fit.
We need to custom make you a...
I got to do cans of wine is what I need. Or they need to be able to adjust
that.
No, we got to
do bottles of wine, and you need to just... support it. Wow. That would be hilarious.
I can do it.
Hey, guys, sorry, I'm not gonna.
She's very daintily sipping.
I'm also have my stupid Invisalign in, and I'm not taking them out.
No, because they hurt.
They hurt because I suck at them.
She's mad at her Invisalign right now. Possibly me, but definitely the dry cleaner.
Oh, no, I got a couple things with you, too. Should I talk about that first before we go into this story? Yeah, maybe I should.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to hold off because the story that Jen has is wonderful. This is not about mental health awareness. This is me wanting to punch my friend. She goes, Kristen, I have a movie that I think you and the kids will love. It's Death on the Nile. And then she even went in and said, here are the parts that are probably too much for them to watch. And I was like, fine, I won't remember any of that, but this seems fine. So we watched the first half. It was awesome. It was like, and where I stopped the movie halfway through was like such a cliffhanger that like, because it was too long of a movie to watch.
There's a really good midpoint.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was right before it unfolds. If you haven't seen Death on the Nile, it's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's got like Gal Gadot, Armie Hammer.
I didn't know who he was when I was watching it, and I was like, he looks like an old movie star.
He is good
at that. He's psycho, but
and
whatever.
He's in trouble because he likes to
eat people. Let's not go into that.
Eat toes, which I would just like to say, Army, have you seen my feet? There's a lot of excess. I'm just saying. If that's your thing, I'm your chick for the first time ever.
Talk about a chicken finger.
Right. It's more of like...
chicken fries.
Yeah, that middle one is.
I don't remember the end of it, Kristen. Panicked.
No. So here's what happens. So then we watch the second half, and it's so fun. It's one of those like whodunit, like
all the different scenarios,
yep. And then like somebody dies, and then it's that fun like noir, which is corny. Like when you're watching, it's like the one of the killers is upon us.
I wish I would have done it. I hated her.
I hated her, and she took my crimson paint. Yeah. And you're like, it's so fun and corny. I was like, this is perfect. So we're watching it and the murders start to unfold and then there's more murders. Nothing is graphic. Literally, there's no blood. There's nothing. And at one point my son goes, okay, I just got to tell myself that I'm going behind the scenes. And I'm like, is this scary? I'm literally thinking this is like a 3 on the Richter scale. We've seen Indiana Jones, so just know that's where I thought we were. And the kids were like, their eyeballs were as open as they could be. And then the end unfolds and they weren't happy with how the ending comes out to be. And both of my kids were scared crapless. And at 2 a.m, I have Eleanor Sweeney coming. She is like... literally on pins and needles. At 2 a.m, she comes in and she's like, Mommy, I keep thinking about Death on the Nile. And I go, get in bed with me. I'm gonna kick Aunt Jen right in the shin. Both kids. So Colin slept with Finn and Eleanor slept with me. And Eleanor is the worst sleep. She moves and kicks and wants to get close to you and tries to go back yeah. into your uterus. Yeah. And she is yeah.
Delilah
all
too.
Over the place. And I was like, oh,
but I'm
it
so,
was awesome, though. It's a great movie. It was so fun.
It's so beautiful. I know Finn likes period pieces.
It was great. He loved it. He just was like so enthralled that he was like, tell myself it's just a movie. It's just a movie. And then he was like,
it's also fantastical too. It's a little
wonderful. It's almost shot in
green screen.
That's
what people didn't like about it. It's like campy too, you know.
I love the camp.
I love it too. So I thought it was
the like double mustache.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it.
I thought it was great. I think Armie Hammer ruined it because of his need to eat people, but then that PR is never good for a movie. And it was a little corny that was all green screened. But
was it green screened? Oh, see, I was.
Do you think they're at the pyramids?
I just wished. They were.
Do you think there's a guy on the side of the pyramids dressed in a green suit flying a kite?
I like to imagine that that's the case. See? Look. Yes. See?
All right.
I don't know. It was excellently done. I love the boat. I love everything.
The boat
I
was
wanted
great.
To eat
all
it. It was so great.
Oh, my God. Clothes. All the clothes. Annette Bening looks great. Yeah. The women. There's a lot to it that I really liked. It gets like a 6 out of 10.
I think it's because of Armie
thoroughly
Hammer.
Enjoyed it.
I did, too. And Britt and I were like, because we thought it was great, and he thought it was great. And usually you, like, can't keep – one of us you
I'm
lose
I'm never
during
an outlier.
The
I'm such a, like, Rotten Tomatoes tells me how to feel.
Yeah.
And this movie, I was like, well, Jen said it was good. I'm going to give it a go without reading all that stuff.
I love that style of movie, and it is it's in the old style, so it's not horrific. It's
no,
not
it's
Seven,
not,
man.
It's
like
not the, graphic.
It's less graphic than The News, kind of, too.
Oh, my gosh. And I was like, listen – my kids have seen, we were in quarantine and really looking for, you know, some things to watch, and some things got away from me, and I recognize that. But, you know, they haven't seen Deadpool, so I'm not doing terrible.
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't
Deadpool's
seen Deadpool.
So funny. It's one of my favorite
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, I know. My husband's like, you gotta watch it.
It's so funny and disgusting. And if my son sees it, he's in
oh,
giant
gosh.
Trouble.
Oh, no. Okay, so I'm in trouble. I'll take that one.
No, it was actually a really enjoyable movie to watch together because everybody was into it. I just didn't realize
good.
They were like, they were feeling it. So they felt it into the evening.
Oh, God. I mean, hey, that happens with us sometimes. Just they saw the preview for the new Ghostbusters, the one that Paul Rudd.
Oh, my God, it's my favorite. It's one of my favorites. You know I watch it all the time on the airplane.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just saw the preview, and everybody's like, there's a demon ghost trying to kill me in my
yeah.
room right now.
So Eleanor won't watch it, and this is me. But you need to, because the girl in there is so good. She's like, Mommy, I don't think you should be telling me to watch a scary movie if I don't want to. And I'm like, touche?
Hmm.
Ugh. Stop.
Well done.
Everybody needs to stop being better than me. I'm doing my best.
Set up my story that
okay.
is horribly
gonna,
embarrassing for me, or I can't do it.
Okay, we're gonna set it up.
Speaking of not sleep, so when I was everybody, I talk about this quite openly. I have anxiety and depression. When I was like in my early 20s, I was sleeping like an hour and a half
Oof.
Almost every night. I went to the doctor because I was like, I don't feel good. And he's like, well, tell me what's going on. I'm like, well, I don't sleep. And he's like, how much do you sleep? He goes, okay, people die from that. You need, yeah. So they like put me on all the.
Was that the first time anybody had ever mentioned the word depression to you? Was at that point?
Yes. My grandma had really bad depression.
Yes.
Like as severe as you can possibly get. Like electroshock, all the kind of stuff. And it just runs in our family.
Yeah.
But like.
Your mom didn't escape it.
Although she believes that very strongly that she did. But there's this whole like generation of people who are like, think it's a weakness and it's conceived
or made
in your
up
brain.
Or,
yeah. But like we've been tested, like the people in my family have like in the years past, like we don't make serotonin. Like our bodies are just so deficient in it. And like when I finally did, it took years to get on like the right medication for depression. They were like, we can't give you any more than we're giving you right now unless we like go on and brain scope you or whatever. Yeah. Cause, or we invent something new. So, but I used to have like, when my phone would ring, I would jump out of my skin and it was just totally uncontrolled. Then I like tried probably 5 different medications. You gotta commit to it.
You do, because there's a lot out there. It's not like one and done.
And people don't know. Like you have to go to the right doctor that knows what they're prescribing it for and what it's going to do. And long run, I take Prozac for my depression, which works very well. And then I take Xanax when I have like
An anxiety.
Yeah. Burst. I think Prozac helps my anxiety quite a bit, though.
Yeah.
But if I'm feeling really bad, I take Xanax, but I don't really take it because it gives me anxiety to take it. And I think I'm going to die because it's, you know, whatever it is. I don't.
She gets anxiety about the pill that she takes for anxiety because it is kind of a pill that's supposed to calm you down. And if taken too much, can hurt you. And so she has anxiety about the anxiety pill. Causing her,
which means
her
I should take
she
it.
She should stay away from that,
or just never or stop in. Taking it.
Yeah,
I know. So, but I used to always get like social anxiety; it would be really bad.
God, yeah,
and I think most people do. But I think I had it under control for quite a while. But the pandemic messed me up because
I think it's messed. In all fairness,
everyone,
we're all sort of weird right now.
Yeah,
we don't know how to be around each other. Like it's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, you don't know how to be social anymore.
Yeah, you're like, can I hug? Are we hugging? Are we not hugging? Are you've got a mask on? So should I hug you? I don't know.
Yeah,
like what are these big groups now? We're okay with that, but we're not okay with that. Like it's a very weird time. We're all getting back on the saddle.
Yeah, and I still have never escaped the like even just conversations or like Zoom. Or whatever, like staying up all night that night or the next morning waking up and being like, why did I say that thing? What if they thought I meant this when I said that thing? And like texting people or calling people and being like,
again, not to diminish that you are somebody that struggles with depression. I'm saying like, I think we all feel like that because Zoom's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, weird. It's weird.
I don't think what I'm like right now is I know it's not even close to what it used to be.
Right.
I think I'm at normal level right now.
Right.
So I think what I deal with kind of
everybody's dealing with. I would agree with that.
Yeah. So, but before we went out, so Kristen and I do these shows. We do the live show all the time.
All the time.
And people are coming to see us.
Yes.
And sometimes we do like a meet and greet. It depends.
Which
lately.
Is always so weird for people are excited to see you and you don't think of yourself like that. But then you're excited to see them because you're so grateful they came to the show. So it's a different.
And they always have something to tell you, which is super fun.
It's the stuff we live for.
Yeah.
You know, like connecting with this audience that is online or
that we get to,
social media. We get to actually see in person. We're like, oh my God, this is the
real
best.
People.
Yeah.
And it is what's really fun about it is the one thing that I have always learned helps me in social situations is to ask people questions.
Totally.
So it's. I love to find out, like, how many kids you have? How old are they?
Yeah.
They'll always tell you,
where
like,
are you from? What brought you here tonight?
Giving you a hard time.
Yeah, Jen's very good at that. I'm like.
How they know each other. It's fun to know. They're like, well, our brothers were married, or we were married to these brothers, and then we're divorced. And then like, they always
and I'm like, Jen, turn around. Then we're trying to take a picture. God.
I know.
Yeah.
So that part of it, I like. But the idea of, like, Kristen and I we went to Fortune Feimster's.
We got
Feimster's.
Invited to Fortune Feimster's comedy show, which was also made me feel really cool just to get invited. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't have responded yes fast enough. It was like, say yes.
Her show. Yes. Yeah. And it was amazing. It was great.
Go see
it. We love her.
She has a special on Netflix right now. If you don't know who she is, she's from North Carolina. She's fantastic. She's like all about, like, she's just really warm. When you see or meet Fortune.
She's humble.
Yeah. You're like, I just want to be like, I want to already be a friend with you that I've known for 20 years. Cause you're like, all goodness.
I think I've known her for like 13 or 14 years.
Yeah.
Not close, but we have so many friends like in common.
I'm just getting to know her and I'm coming on strong.
She, it was, so this is part of it too. My husband wanted to go so bad because he watched her perform forever ago, like 13, 14 years ago at Groundlings, and he was such an immediate fan of hers.
Yeah.
Like, she's just so funny. She does this thing like nobody else does.
Yeah.
But we, thank you. Also, pandemic. Nobody has a babysitter anymore. And this is a total problem that everyone has.
I was helping Jen and I was throwing, like, there's one that's ghosting me right now. She's
because
like,
because I texted her. I think it's my fault because I asked her. Like,
she was our B team.
But everybody, I texted a lot of people and I was like, do you have any babysitters?
They're like, no.
They're like, no, but if you find one, please let me know. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, how old's your daughter? 11? She's 911.
What are you doing tonight? Could you just come over?
Can you not hear a cry for help when I text you one?
Like this is you. I need you to do me a solid and help out. And they're like, nope.
But I think people feel weird about doing it. I would never feel weird about, like, if somebody was like, oh, we're trying to go on date night, I'd be like, bring them over. We're just, as long as you're okay with my style of parenting, which means pizza, they're going to stay up too late. I'm definitely going to give them way too much candy. And they're going to run around and get bug bites. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll drop my kids off in about 45 minutes.
Yes, I mean, you don't have to, that's free. It's free. I have no problem with
that. I'm not quite like that, because I'm like, well, because then I was going with you. So I'm like, my husband was already running a
he had his hands full.
sleepover with my daughter. And I was like, this isn't going to go well, but I'm still going out. I'm still leaving. I'm still going. I had a plan. This was my plan. I'm leaving. So it was great.
Yeah.
But I felt bad that Britt didn't have a babysitter. So you and I went together. Shocker. I felt bad for Jen. I was like, of course she stuck with me again. So we went to Vitello's and had a bite to eat and a glass of wine fast.
I have to say too, my husband was like, before we went, I go, I don't know if I can do this. He's like, do what? I was like, I haven't been to like a thing, like a party, a social party. Because there was like a little party afterwards.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I can sit in an audience and laugh. That feels easy. But then like, I have to be social. And he was like, he goes, well, you're not nervous when I go with you somewhere. And I'm like, yeah, not as much. He goes, but then you don't talk to me. And I go, yeah, I like that. But I know you're there.
Yeah.
And that if something goes south, I can just go talk to you.
Yeah.
Or like, I can.
Yeah. He's your buoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he stands there and can tell when I'm getting awkward and can jump in or whatever.
That's what Colin says about me on the dance floor. I'm like, I just need you to take me out there, then leave me alone.
Yes, exactly. That's
what I need to be by myself, because if you and I don't have a dance routine planned, I like to do my own.
But think about this. You and I do this all the time. Eileen, who went with us, our good friend, she does, and Christy, we do this all the time. If you are like having a birthday party for your kids, or you're having some kind of party where a lot of people are there, all you do with your good friends is you like check in every once in a while.
Can I do anything? Can I clean up stuff?
You split the responsibility of like talking to everybody. It's like your good friends are the ones you talk to kind of the least at a big social
event. Yeah, because they're handling all your outliers, your fray.
Yeah, it's such a weird, and he does that too. Like, so.
Oh boy, here we go. So let's get to the good part.
Let's get to the good part. Okay.
Let me just pick up where this goes. So
I don't know where to start.
I know that Jen, so we're meeting a friend. We're going to meet a few friends. And I'm like, God, she's got to be like over me. We're together all the time. Like we both need to see, like, it's just nice to have like we haven't been out of our offices and our houses and away from our kids and doing something social in like 2 years. So like for us, this was a big night just to be like, to have literally a different horizon in front of us, which was going to be so fun. So we get there and Jen, I'm like, uh-oh, she's in that, you need to have another cocktail phase for me. Pushing it on me. And I'm like, you drink Chardonnay and I like vodka. It's a very different game.
Although the reason, and I know now, the reason I was saying it was because I thought it would help my anxiety. But what didn't help my anxiety was that they were like solo free cups filled to the rim.
With Chardonnay. And she was in heaven.
Yeah.
And then I left to go to the bathroom and I ended up seeing a friend and I talked for like maybe 10 minutes. Left my girl Jen to fend for herself for 10 minutes. Came back.
Wait, we're skipping the basic assault that happened before the show.
Sorry.
Even said. Okay.
Oh, right.
And when we were, so Kristen was great. She goes in to get tickets. Eileen and I are finishing up some French fries and Chardonnay, it's heaven or something.
Yeah.
And then we're going to meet our friends, Sarah and Bobby. And Sarah is one of those people too that like,
have a cocktail.
She's super fun. And she also like, she can be a good home base for me too, you know, like if she's at a party, and like, I lost her. You're in the bathroom. I lost Sarah.
Yeah.
I didn't know where she went to. And I was just floundering out in a sea
of people
of trying to eat these mini Kobe burgers.
Yeah.
And, okay. So before it happens, Kristen goes to get the tickets and Eileen and I go walk to line to the, you know, the roll call line for the tickets. And I walk by this woman who I recognize. But I recognized her in a way like we're best friends in high school. And
oh God, you guys.
Yeah, I believe I grabbed her arm.
She lost her.
Or I touched her. And I go, Georgia. Yes, I'm talking about Georgia Hardstark from My Favorite Murder.
Who is in many ways to us our best friend, because we listen to those ladies all the time. Tour. Their voices.
She's been on every flight that we've taken on tour, basically. We talk
Tell about, them who she is, what that is. I'm going to pick this off your boob that I just got off here.
So Georgia and Karen are the hosts of My Favorite Murder. It's the best podcast ever. Like, of course you've heard of it. Like, yeah. 30 million people listen to this podcast.
And if you love true crime and you haven't listened to it, get ready.
Yes. They're so clever. They're good journalists. They're
good storytellers.
Body and
they have a good chemistry with each other. Obviously, yeah. They unpack two different crimes in one. It's nice because it's not like 16 episodes of one crime. It's like drive-through crime, you know, like you're like, I get it fast, hot, ready. Yeah, I'm done by the end.
They give all the interesting details.
Yes.
They are never at any point like making fun of somebody suffering.
Never.
But they do make fun of themselves a lot.
Totally.
And they, you know, relentlessly make fun of the bad guys.
True crime.
Absolutely.
Podcast, which in itself sounds like something you shouldn't do, but they've done brilliantly and now they're like superstars.
Yes. And so I saw Georgia and I stopped her and I go, oh my God, hi. And she was very sweet. And I
can
think,
I tell him what you're wearing? Jen what? Is wearing, it's so obviously it's darling and cute, but Jen is wearing this like bold print blazer and like all of this bling, and she's so put together, and she's got little heels on, and she's got these bright pink fingernails, and she's so girly, and she, like, the second that she's like, hi, it's like a beam of light goes down on her. So like, it's like Stevie Nicks.
I made
is
her
talking
feel
to Georgia Hartsack.
Well, that's the here. Here's the shocking thing. I don't know if I would be more excited to see Stevie Nicks than Georgia Hartsack.
I know.
Honestly.
They're in a weird, like, you're intimate with people that you listen to podcasts with. I hope you're intimate with us. That would be cool. But she's like, you're like, oh my God, oh my God. I know so much about you. I listen to you. I'm like escaping other people because I put you in my ears. Like, the audio world is a weird connectivity that got us through the pandemic.
I mean, I listen to them while I fall asleep sometimes.
I know, they're like soothing voices about murder put me into a deep, deep slumber.
But that is the thing that Kristen and I have said this before, that like people say to us when they meet us, I just feel like we'd be friends right away. Like, you don't know me, I know you. Like I just feel like I know you so well. And like, I understand that because that is how I feel about all of our fans are a lot cooler than I am, evidently. So I stopped her and let me see if she said it first or no, she definitely said, hi, do I know you? And I was like, no, you don't, but I feel like I know you. And she goes, hi, I'm Georgia. And I go, hi, I'm Jen. She goes, well, you look so familiar. How do I know you? And I go, you don't know me. But she's polite. I'm like, I'm Jen.
She actually does know us.
Well, we have the same agent, but I don't know if that means.
But she did know you because she's like, go, keep going. Because
I send them messages. Kristen messages Jason Momoa and I message these two women. And
here's the weird thing. They're all from Jen. So go.
I haven't messaged them that much. I just, if there's a murder that I found interesting that I don't know.
Messaged them. That means you are like, people message us all the time and they're like, then they meet us in a meet and greet and they're like, I don't know. I sent you a message about like my daughter running a track meet. And I was like, you mean the one she got third at? Yeah, I read it. We know it. Like, it blows our minds, but we do read all the messages. It's super fun for us.
And I also am one of those people, like I have a friend that works on SNL and I'll go, isn't this a funny sketch idea? And I'll like DM them and tell them, and I'm not doing it to be an asshole. I just like feel like they're a friend and I should like share information with them. Like,
Please keep going.
And I go, are you friends with Fortune? And
we're in a private party that only people that know Fortune can go to.
So I'm hoping, otherwise I was going to just say, you should come. Like, be my, Kristen doesn't need to come. You'd be my plus one. You should come with it. And she was like, yeah.
I'd just like to say, for the record, I'm in line trying to get our will call tickets. So I'm an awesome plus one. Just so you recognize.
Great, but, I mean, we were going to go to the show together but we hadn't committed to that party part. We hadn't, that wasn't part of the discussion. I'm just saying, like, they weren't picky either. All you needed was their span, and we did have an extra one, so we could have.
But yeah. Anyway, George is hooked up.
Which I
by
did.
By the way, when she's at the show for a reason.
When
so
we were
anyway,
at Will Call, I did say we've got an extra ticket. If Georgia comes up and she needs this, you tell them my
I
mom's so
hard.
I don't
know what's happening right now.
I did.
But
I did. I said, if Georgia needs an extra ticket for somebody, I give this to Georgia. Okay. Because we had an extra wristband for the party, and I wanted. She knows Fortune, so they're buddies or whatever.
Yeah, no shit.
And so.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. She's like, yep, I'll see you later. Here's my friend, and I'm going to go stand in the other part of the line. And so far, everything's pretty cool. I think everything's pretty cool. I got a little overly excited, maybe a little over the top, but. That's kind of how I'll greet a lot of people, though. That's not
she's
just
out
her.
And she's having a great time. This is where Jen is like destroying herself, but she's having so much fun. She's got other friends other than this lady, and she's seeing them all, and it's so bright and fun. And the Ace Theater is incredible, and we're getting drinks, and it's a great night. We're having fun.
Really, it was so fun.
She gets a giant box of popcorn that she can't control. She has like, you know, maybe like 25 Chardonnays. I'm just kidding. They just are giving out the drinks.
Not 25, 15.
Now Jen has eyeballed Georgia in the audience. So we are
just like going back. Fortune, Georgia.
We're
Fortune,
now
Georgia, Fortune,
in
Georgia.
Okay. A stalker situation because yep. The Chardonnays have kicked in and Jen is pre-planning
what am I gonna
what
say?
She's going to say.
What am I going to do? How am I going to dazzle her? So I have a little bit more Chardonnay. And I also, a lot of people of our friends, they had masks on because it was like tight-knit situation.
Right,
in there.
And they're still got babies and everybody.
Yeah, so Jen, nobody Jen else is drinking quite as much as I was.
That's not true. You're having a good time. Again, Jen is not fall down drunk.
She's no, God, no.
A couple Chardonnays in. She's having a great time. Unfortunately, she did kick over the 14-pound box of popcorn that we bought, and it went into the seats, so there's not much to eat, but actually, there is a lot to drink.
What happened was I kicked over a Chardonnay, and it spilled all over the box
popcorn.
Of popcorn, and the bottom fell out of
right,
the box.
Right, so she's walking in popcorn.
Yep.
And
a lot of it stuck to my shoes.
And she's still eyeballing Georgia Hardstark. Everything's going great. We're also listening to a comedy show.
I put my glasses on so I could eyeball everybody better.
So she is prepared, and then the show ends, and we are thrilled for Fortune. It's such a good show. Everybody's
awesome.
Standing up, standing ovation. Yeah. We go to the after party.
Yep. And first thing, we get in there. I get to see my friend Danielle, my friend Kate. Haven't seen them
We're
in a really long time.
We're having such fun conversation. I go to the bathroom.
I go up to the bar, of course, and I go, so I'll get these three ladies' drinks right here. Me, Danielle, Kate. And she's like, ma'am, it's a party, it's free, because I've got my cash out like I'm a baller. And I'm like, okay, well, this is tips for all of us for all night then.
And the bartender was like so young and hot and was looking at us like we were such assholes. She's like, do you guys not know how a party works?
I don't remember.
We're like,
I'm rusty.
Nope, we
on
don't
it.
She's like over talking the bartender. She's like, oh gosh, I love your eyelashes. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. It's free.
Oh,
okay, here, you take all
you
my money.
Open?
She's like, okay, I will. Yeah, I'll
whatever
take that
they
as a
want.
Tip.
Oh, gin and tonic. That sounds good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I go to the bathroom, and Jen is left alone.
I got a big gulp of Chardonnay.
Yep, which means a glass. And behind her is Georgia Hardstark.
And she's wearing something I would wear.
She's wearing something you are currently wearing. She's wearing a striped shirt.
Oh, yeah. You know what I thought it looked like is I have that vintage Gloria Vanderbilt rainbow shirt that I love, and it looked like that. And I mean, Georgia, I'm just saying.
Yep. Yeah, you guys like bold wallpaper and bold clothes.
Does she like bold wallpaper?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So I go up and I introduce myself again just in case she doesn't.
It's only been an hour.
I don't know where Kristen was at this point, but I could have used the teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up to her just to make sure that she knows that I'm still here in case we want to.
And you're at a party
again.
That's cool. So you up your social game.
That's right. So I blew it right out of the gate, I'll tell you. She goes, I'm up so hard. Yeah. Okay. So how many kids do you have? And in my head, I'm thinking, well, she doesn't have kids. I know she's not like She's a cat mom. I she's really into cats. So she's not going to think having kids is that cool. So I give her one of these. Yeah. Yeah, I got two of them. And she looks at me like concerned, like, oh, what, you don't like them? And then I immediately felt terrible because I really do. I really love them. I really like being a mom. But I was trying so hard to be cool in that moment. And I just, my head is spinning because I have anxiety. And I'm like, well, I don't want her to think that I don't like my kids because they do. Like, and then, but I don't want her to think I was trying to be cool and go back on that. So then I'm like, well, do I tell them how they've been sick all week? Because that's annoying. Yeah, yeah. What do I do?
She doesn't know. She doesn't know what to do. But can I tell them what happened when I came back?
Yep.
So I come back from the bathroom and I blacked out
after that. I don't know what kind
I've
of
been
happened.
Gone for like 12 minutes.
Wait, I didn't literally black out.
She didn't black
but
out.
But I literally lost time because I was herself. So scared. I was stuck in my brain.
I come back. Her jacket is on the back of a chair.
I was sweating.
She's sweating. She's hot. She comes up and she goes, oh God, I cornered Georgia. I cornered her. And all I kept telling her is how fun I am. Just over and over that I'm a good time, that if she ever wanted to hang out with me, that I'm fun. And I just kept selling it. And eventually she tried to get away, but I just kept telling her.
I just kept saying, you know, I was like, what part of town do you live in? How do we get together? Where? How are we going to hang out? She's straight upset. I don't like the part of town where you live. I don't ever get over that way. And I'm like, I could drive to you. Maybe we just, I mean, we know, maybe we could just exchange numbers or something like that. Like, let's.
12 minutes, I'm gone. 12 minutes. I'm happy to be a wingman. I'm happy to support the conversation.
And then she does this, like, oh, I see. Hey. Like,
by the way, this entire room is the size of this office. There's nowhere to go. This woman is trying to hide in corners that we can visibly see her. I'm like.
And then what happens is, this is how much I'd cornered her. When she walks away, I turn around. There's nobody else around. There's nobody for me to, like, even casually
talk to.
That's a
terrible feeling.
Like, I have to insert myself into the. So I just, I'm eating every past appetizer that comes my way out of anxiety. And then.
She has been beating herself up about this night. Every night since this night.
Take two happens.
Oh,
take
God.
Take two happens. Okay.
Oh, wait.
So
do I know about take two?
Here's what happens. I'm talking to Fortune.
Okay.
And I go, God, Fortune, I'm so embarrassed because Georgia from my favorite murders here.
She's like, yeah, I know. I invited her. She's at the private party. I get it.
She's so nice. Fortune's like, oh, you like Georgia? I go, yeah, I think I'm a little starstruck right now. And I talk to her and I really embarrass myself. So will you just later, like, please tell her I'm not crazy? And she goes, hey, Georgia. Jen's not crazy. And Georgia's like, okay.
Like waving like from politely. Her third corner that she's trying to hide in.
And I'm like, oh God, now I know what I have to do. I have to go explain to Georgia why that just happened. And so I go up to her a second time. I'm like, oh, that was weird, huh? I just came on really strong.
I just wanted you to know that I do like my kids. I mean, it's not been great all the time.
We don't have to hang out. And you know what? But I could still drive to you.
Yeah,
I don't mind. Some people don't like Uber.
I'm fine with my phone's out. Do you want to put your number in it?
Yeah.
Like, is it weird if we take a picture? That's probably weird, right? Oops, I took one anyway.
Georgia was like, looked at her friend kind of sad. And then she was like, will you talk to my friend? And I was like, absolutely. Like, that's, yes. That's close enough to you. I'm not making anything better. I'm making it worse for
Meanwhile,
everyone.
not to say that Georgia doesn't deserve all of this attention, but there are like celebrities all around. Like on some level, Georgia needs to go home and be like, yes, I was just as important as the entire cast of the Mindy Kaling show or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there were so many recognizable faces, and that always makes me uncomfortable. Like, I'm always like, oh, it's weird. What do you say when it's somebody you've seen on TV? You're like you are not going to just shoot the shit. You're not going to small talk because in the back of your head, you're like, I just really want to tell you that I've watched like 14 episodes with you, and I know you have an English accent.
And it happens in LA, and it's weird. And you never get good at dealing with it. Like, for instance, I said to Georgia, hey, I know who one of your best friends is.
God almighty. Yep. Where was I? I wanted to help you.
Tell you why there's a logical reason. Okay, because her friend... I just happened upon this because my son's very obsessed with TV. He researches every show that he watches. And this show that he really liked on Netflix called Brainchild, this woman named Allie.
You
not
really
Allie
know
Wambach,
a lot.
So I went to her Wikipedia page because I was like, where have I heard her name before? And she's best friends with Georgia. So I just brought it up. And it wasn't because I was stalking her. It's because I was helping my son research stuff. Because he's very into how Netflix cancels every show that's good. That only show only got two seasons. He was going to like start a letter writing campaign.
Welcome to the spin. Welcome to the spin.
So I'm trying to explain all of this to Georgia. None of it's making sense. It's all just sounding weird and threatening to her. None of it's getting better. No matter how much Chardonnay I drink, I'm not making the situation better.
Decides the only way to make this situation better is to add
Chardonnay. I had my shoes
Chardonnay.
Off at one point because my feet were sweating. I was.
She had these like slip-on shoes and so her feet were like
sliding
down. Out of them.
It was every part of my body. Thank God he didn't wear those leather leggings I had planned on.
Oh, God.
I just would have. It was. Wet right out
I
of them.
Did not know what happened, but I came back and it looked like you'd been in a bar fight. I was like, what is wrong
my
with you?
My mascara is running.
She was literally like, I know when Jen's nervous because her little face will get like bright red and it'll sweat. Yeah. You'll just get like a little sweaty.
Yeah.
But I know that's either like she's had like a adrenaline rush or something. And I came back in and I was like, have you been on the Peloton? Like, what is happening to you?
And she was like, eat another Kobe slider. I'm going home. And I was like, what? I don't know if he said Kobe slider. What I heard was Chardonnay. So I walk into the, like just right around the corner. And then I see Sarah and Bobby and I was like, thank God, where have you been? And so then
she follows Georgia out to the parking lot.
I don't.
And
but
she's like, I really like your car.
The horrible situation repeats itself when what I do is I see Jillian Bell.
Yes.
Who we've known for a long time.
Yes.
Who I think knows I'm not crazy, but I needed her reassurance, so I proceeded to tell her the entire reenactment of the evening.
She tells so many people the reenactment of the Georgia Hartstark incident.
And I think what ended up happening is now Jillian thinks I'm crazy because I just got really emotional.
It's such a terrible feeling when you feel like you've done something embarrassing and you just need someone to say, like, I will get on a loop and I will tell my husband the same story like 25 times and he'll be like, what do you need that will help you dismount that you weren't crazy? You're crazy now, but you didn't do anything crazy then. Like the next day when you're like, oh God, did I make a fool of myself last night? He's like, no, you were having a good time. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay. I didn't say anything. Okay. And that usually comes with a few cocktails for me.
Well, I told my husband at the end of the night all of the exciting stuff. I left out most of the embarrassing stuff.
So he doesn't know about Georgia Hartstark?
No, I told him everything. Okay, no, good. I told him that I saw her, but he thinks we really hit it off. Well, I talked about her husband, how great he seemed and how he
her
was
husband,
like.
She's not married.
Yes, she is to Vince.
She's
like
married
their
to,
tour
she's
manager.
The one married to Vince?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
God.
Your Vince is
how
like.
How the hell is somebody calling me?
Is it Georgia? I gave her your number because she didn't want to give
God,
mine.
Yes. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do this. I'm so sorry, you guys.
It's
I don't
okay.
Understand. I'm going to sleep it.
That's. Setting. She was on her phone a lot while I was talking to her, too. I'm so used
she's
to
like, weird, there's an SOS button. You just press in,
I
this
did.
Alarm
maybe
starts
I
to sound.
Maybe I talked to her about her husband, or maybe it was her friend. But either way, that information's going to her, and that's not going to look good for me. But
the moral of the story is, we are fans of true crime and My Favorite Murder.
Yeah.
Please, will you tell them what you did when she did talk to you?
Which part?
Where you closed your eyes.
Oh. There was a brief second where it was really a surreal thing where I was like, is this really happening? And so, you know, I'm used to hearing her voice. So while she was talking, I slightly turned my head to the side and closed my eyes just so I could focus on the sound of her voice to confirm it was actually her. And I do think she saw me do that. I think she saw that.
You know, Jen's had like 80 Chardonnays at this point. So Jen thinks she's shutting her eyes for like, what is 2 seconds, which is in actual terms, 9 minutes. And she's standing there with her eyes closed. And this poor woman's like, I think she thinks I'm podcasting to her right now.
Again, I open my eyes and nobody is there anywhere around me.
They're in the other corner of the room. It's all happening, you guys.
Yep. It was a real.
Well, I think Georgia Hartstark thought you were charming and I'm sure she's going to call you. Or you didn't give her your number.
I didn't actually. She didn't ask for it.
Now it's never going
to
happen.
I gave it to other people, though, just to, like, make up for that.
Maybe everybody will tag her in this episode.
Great.
And she will be barraged.
No, don't do that. That sounds like a bad idea.
But what if she is barraged by all the tags, listens to the episode, calls you back and says, I thought you were super charming and fun. All of this anxiety that you've had about this night will what? Go away? Or will you invite her to a party and it'll get weird again? Hoping I'm there.
Yeah, I think probably. Yeah, because now I can never undo the anxiety that I've created
around
her.
So you can't ever be. So now she would reach out and say, we can't.
Yeah, she's going to call. She's not going to call. But if she called, I would be like,
can't.
It's not you. It's me. Literally, it's me. It's my brain. And I'm so fucked up. And I've been for a really long time. My medication doesn't help. Can we do a mom box, though?
Yes, do a mom box. Mom box.
Okay.
My stomach's going to growl. I'm all of a sudden very hungry.
I want you to look over your shoulder at the I'm Mom So Hard quilted wall hanging that a mom made for us.
That is so awesome.
Podcast listener, she came to a live show with her husband.
Yep.
And she whips out of her mom bag.
This. And then Jen's like.
not socially awkward at all. But you were too because.
I thought it was so sweet.
Like you're from the Midwest. You're brought up kind of on quilting and what that means. It means you're like making love craft-wise.
Yes, I will tell you, and if you start crying, I will come undone. But when I was on bed rest with Eleanor, my uncle and my aunt are part of a church, the Catholic Church in Elkhorn, Nebraska. Stop!
I'm not.
And they made me a quilt that was a healing quilt that was all that was blessed by everybody in the congregation. And all of these women got together and made this quilt for me, not knowing me, in an effort to like make me feel. And it had like scripture on it, and it has all these different pieces that was signified. Like the quilt is like such a loving, it's like chicken noodle soup. It's like good for your soul. Like a quilt makes you sleep. It makes you feel comforted.
Yeah.
So when somebody makes you a quilt, you're like,
it means
that shit's for real.
Yeah. Cause it's got energy in it that somebody spent that much time with it. Like I have so many quilts. I love them. And
I have like none, but I will say back to your mom. I tell this story all the time. I have a hard time sleeping, and sometimes I wear a Fitbit that gives a sleep monitor. I went to your house. I spent the night with Barb. I was in the guest room, and she put a quilt on me, and it was like somebody had given me, like, put me under anesthesia.
Yeah.
And I woke up, and I had a 7-hour block of just blue. Not one disruption of my entire...
Yeah.
It's the best night of sleep I've literally ever seen recorded in my life.
Yeah, they're heavy.
And it's because
and
I was wearing a quilt, and you could tell it was like very ornate and beautiful and heavy. And this is beautiful. And she was so funny. She was like knocking it when she was giving it to us. She was like, I didn't do the pulls right. And we're like, I don't give a shit if it's made with tape.
We love it so much. And you know what? I don't know if did we get her name?
Yes.
I have her name written on a card.
Give me a second. Oh man.
If I can
literally recall this right now, I win some kind of an award. Hold on.
I know where it is. We can shout her out in the...
I know her name because I read the card and I was like so moved. Oh, I'm going to think of it. God, if I got that, I would just need to... Fuck Georgia Hartstark. I'm the one to love.
Are you jealous?
A little bit. I mean, you've gone on about her for a long time.
I am sure I've embarrassed myself in front of you. Multiple
times.
No, but
it's been a joy for me.
Well,
I'm a different kind of breed. I'm like more of that.
Do more of that. Yeah.
More of Jen taking off her shoes in a bar, close talking someone about their weird spiritual connection to being a Cancer and an Aquarius or some shit.
I didn't even get into that with Georgia. We didn't have time, so we do need to get together.
You're
maybe
like,
I've
done your chart. I know that's weird.
Let's just do lunch and see how that feels.
We're going to get her name.
Yeah.
Put it on. I'm going to remember it and it's going to freak me out.
I have the card in my bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot flash?
Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash.
So obviously our.
Oh, obviously I think it's fair to say our hot flash is Georgia Hartstark.
No, or it could be a Karen. Kilgariff.
Karen Kilgariff.
She's the other part of my favorite
murderer. Let's just see what happens when she's out and I see her. I'll be like, all right, lady, you and I, we're going to kiss.
Yeah. I hope so. That's our podcast.
Thanks for coming.